What are they? Sibrisius Mitzrayim, Magid, and Achilas Matzah. Okay. The Chassam Sofer points out an obvious point, which is that Achilas Matzah is the only mitzvah of eating that we can fulfill b'zman hazeh. There are many mitzvahs of eating, just eat, and that's a mitzvah in our Torah. There's only one left that we can fulfill b'zman hazeh, and that is Achilas Matzah. So a very special mitzvah. So we make abrikos is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan. Okay. Owning Shabbos is a mitzvah. One of the ways that's expressed is through eating, but it's not a mitzvah achim. Okay. We make that motzi with three matzahs. The two on the top and the bottom are whole, and the one in the middle is a broken matzah. After we make the amotzi lechem haaretz, we drop the bottom. We make a broken halachilas matzah, and we eat the matzah. Okay, a person is obligated min haTorah to eat a kezayis of matzah. The minhag is to have two kezayisim of matzah. One keneged motzi and one keneged matzah. Okay, how much is a kezayis? So here again, lots of different opinions. So it's a kezayis. Maybe the kezayisim are so much smaller than they used to be. Probably not. So the different options out there using the machine matzah, which is a standard size. Some say more than 80% of a machine matzah. That's a kezayis. Some say, no, come on. Half a matzah, half a machine matzah. Some say a third of a machine matzah. When I was in Rav Schechter Shir in YU, he held up his hand and said, that's the size of your palm. That's a kezayis. So the recommendation would be as follows. Again, this is the only, if a person has a hard time eating matzah, eating these type of items, so there's a lot of room to be making. For people who can eat matzah, So we may as well, again, it's the one mitzvah d'oraisa out there that we can fulfill through eating. You may as well, I'll tell you what, at the very, the Indian of having two kezayisim, the second kezayis, that's a minhag. So we can certainly be makel on the shear of the two kezayisim. But overall, for the two kezayisim, eat enough, at least it's one kezayis according to all the opinions. You may as well. Okay, so eat a nice shear of matzah, and that will already count for your two kezayisim, because really make your adin is probably much smaller size. You have to eat the kezayis of matzah reclining. Be'seba. If you ate it without reclining, do it again. Okay, again, so I gave the shiurim for a machine matzah. You just have to apply it, you know, to a hand matzah. Really, make it right then. This would count as a kezayis. But I recommend that you're eating a couple of them. Eat for a few minutes. Eat for 3-4 minutes, just a normal pace of eating matzah, reclining, and then you'll fulfill all your shiurim, and you'll be happy. Okay, eat 3-4 minutes worth of matzah. Good. We go ahead for korech, and you have another kezayis of matzah for korech. And by the way, when you're eating, you should obviously be making a bracha, but still you should have kavana, the shem mitzvah. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah for korech. We have another. Okay, and that leads us to the maror issue. So a couple of things. So first of all, for maror, three important points. A few important points. First of all, again, you have to have a kezayis of maror. How much is a kezayis? This is definitely a kezayis. Okay, it's a lot bigger than an olive. It's definitely a kezayis. If you have something a little smaller than this, it's also okay. Romaine lettuce. Some people think it's like a wimpy type of a maror, because it's not that sharp. It's actually the best option out there for maror. It's considered the number one top pick for maror options. Okay, horseradish is much sharper, and it's acceptable for maror, but it's lower down on the list. So romaine lettuce is the best. It starts off sweet, gets a little bitter afterwards, just like our experience in Mitzrayim. So it's a great version of maror. Sometimes when you're like a little kid, you like dip it in the charoses and you take out like half the thing of charoses. This is not the right way. And if you like charoses, have a charoses sandwich during your meal if you want. Okay, we dip it in and we shake it off. There's really hardly any charoses on your maror. You eat the maror. You do not have to lean for the maror. And according to some, one should not lean for the maror. That the maror recalls the bitterness. And we eat it in a way which recalls the bitterness, and not be'seba, which reflects the cheirus. A person does need to make sure before yontiv that the romaine lettuce is checked for bugs. Romaine lettuce is buggy. Okay, you have to make sure that it gets checked. If you want a tutorial, you can go on the websites of the major kashrus organizations like OU.org, and they have it. What's that? MrNaaman.org. Okay.
No,
you dip it in. You dip and you shake it off. There shouldn't be like a lot, no significant amount of haraz. Okay. You basically soak it in a soap water solution. Okay, let it sit there for a little bit. Take it out, run it under a strong stream of water, hold it up to the light, and make sure there's nothing in there. Open up all the folds, make sure there's nothing in there, okay? But it does definitely need to be checked for the bugs. Okay, by the way, commercially produced horseradish, no good. Don't use it. Okay, horseradish, like real horseradish, not like grain that you take with your gefilte fish. Okay, but anyway, as we said, the romaine lettuce is the way to go. And now for Carlos.